Hi, this is Robin Heppel, and welcome to another episode of Funeral Management Insights Radio, brought to you by the Johnson Consulting Group. Today we're chatting with Al Asta. Al, are you with me?
I am, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great. Al, maybe before we get going, if you could just provide a little bit of background about yourself and your experience in the funeral industry and what you do with Johnson Consulting.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. I am, first and foremost, a licensed funeral director and embalmer here in the state of Arizona, which is where Johnson Consulting Group is headquartered out of. I've been practicing in the funeral industry since 1981, and my experiences are vast and many, but having said that, we have owned and operated our own businesses as well as managed multi-locations around the country, both funeral homes and cemeteries, for many years, and over the last 4 or 5 years, I've been assisting Johnson Consulting, and I am currently the Vice President Team Leader of the Management Services Division, as well as the Financial Services Division, which provides management help in every facet to customers around the country, to funeral homes, and we also provide accounting services to many funeral homes around the country.
Great. Excellent. Now, and that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today, Al, you know, with the with the economy the way it is, we don't doesn't take too long to turn on CNN and to hear them saying how bad everything is. But and I think sometimes we get caught up with that and we think that things are so bad out there from an economic standpoint. And sure, we all want to have higher averages and have more market share. But there's some things that we could probably do just with the business that we already have that would help us out financially, and from my experience, and I'm sure from your experience, I've seen a very varying range of payment policies and basically the whole accounts receivable of funeral homes. Maybe, Al, just spend some time talking about that, what you've seen, and maybe what are some of the best practices that people can use with their payment policies for their funeral homes.
Well, that's a great point, Rob. As funeral operators, we've got many facets of our business operations that we need to pay attention to, okay? One of them that seems that we struggle with pretty commonly is, frankly, getting paid for our services. We all put a ton of energy into providing the finest services that we can for our client families, and then oftentimes we come up short on collecting the money. So in essence, we leave the cash out on the table and provide services for families without being able to go to the bank that day. We all struggle today with the economy as it relates to struggle with our averages. Families may not be buying the way that they bought 3, 4, 5 years ago. Their approach is a little bit different. But having said that, the one thing that fundamentally stays the same is the fact that after the fact, we've created a sale with the family. We need to collect the revenue so that we've got the cash to operate our companies on an ongoing basis. So with that, there's a few things that happen with accounts receivable. Funeral homes need to consider doing a couple of things. One is, to help ourselves, we need to establish a clear, definable, professional payment policy that is right for your business. And what we mean by that is, not a flavor of the day, but something that is tangible, and you sit down and you say, all right, here's the situation. We are going forward. Here's our written company procedures on how we want to handle our families and be paid at the time of the arrangements, hopefully. Today's world, cash, check, credit card, or verifiable insurance policy is, frankly, it's the norm. It's the standard as it relates to how we choose to present that to families to be paid. With that, it's not always that simple. There are outside factors that come into play, and you got the human element of grieving families and caring funeral directors, and ultimately, many times that impacts the amount of receivables that we have sitting out on the books. But if we have a clear, definable payment policy that's in place, that is step number one. I would say probably the second important thing to do as it relates to that would be to train our staff. We make policy, but we just sometimes dictate to our staff, hey, this is what you're going to do. I think training the staff on how to present the payment policy to our client families is key and vital. I think that the next step from there is to hold them accountable for it. Funeral directors do a great job of sitting down with families and going through everything, and we struggle to ask for payment. So if we somehow tie that to either an incentive plan or a compensation plan or something to that order, we find that to be very effective. And the other key to this is to remain consistent. This is an ongoing process that it just doesn't go away. It's a part of our business that's here to stay. And like any other part of our business, the things that we seem to focus on seem to get results. So if we take the time to continue to have efforts in place and focus on these, we'll find that we drive the receivables backwards and we get some good results.
That's great, Al. Now, maybe could you just share some actual examples, some numbers on what people are doing there? Are they getting families to pay at least the disbursements up front, 50% down, or even going a little bit more detailed? And also, it was interesting for you to mention about how they're going to be measured and compensated, and what would that what would be the pros and cons of for the employee from a bonus standpoint?
Well, there's a few things that come into play here. The employee piece, first and foremost, is as they do their job, they come to work every day, they see families, they go on funerals, make arrangements, so on and so forth, do all those things that they're supposed to do. One thing that we all enjoy as employees is payday on Fridays. We also enjoy vacation time. We also enjoy health care, benefits, and so on and so forth. As our company expenses continually rise, okay, we need to make sure that we're managing our business as efficiently as we possibly can. As operators, we need to drive our expenses back and be fiscally responsible to ourselves, which ultimately drives down expenses to our families. But having said that, our employees enjoy the benefits of being employed in this industry and look forward to future compensations and so forth. And with that, we need to create a program that ties back to their level of compensation. In other words, if they got a $10,000 sale that sits out there for 6 months, that sale in essence turns into a liability for the company versus, hey, attaboy, you did a great job with that family. So if we have that $10,000 sale that is paid in a reasonable amount of time, whatever the company expectation is, maybe if it, on a consistent basis we come up with an incentive plan that ultimately says, hey, if you keep your days in receivables or your days in sales outstanding to a number that's acceptable to the company, we'll continually on a quarterly basis drop in X amount of dollars to your compensation package. Incent them to help the company achieve its goals. In a normal world, today's families go out there to make any kind of purchase, and I'm not sure where you can go buy anything that you don't either have to secure the payment at the time you're there, or frankly, just make the payment at the time you're making the purchase. And it seems to me that the funeral industry is maybe one of only, I have no idea what else, but one of only itself that family can go in and walk in and make a $7,000 purchase, shake your hand, and get a bill sent to them in the mail without securitizing that payment, which is frankly stunning if you really think about it. So the norm in today's world is there's a couple key components. One is to have that payment policy in place, which the clients that we work with on a normal daily basis pretty much is cash, check, credit card, or verifiable insurance assignment. Okay? The key to that is that you've got to go to the next step, which I'll call securing the payment. And what I mean by that is funeral homes often will say, hey, you know, they're going to pay by insurance, and it's going to be an assignment. Well, do they take the time to get the assignment form signed right at the time of the arrangement? Are they calling the insurance company to verify that this policy is in force and it's good and it's going to make payment and it is assignable? If they're not doing those couple of things, maybe they ought to be considering using one of the insurance factors companies that are out there that would help them get their money in a more quick basis, in a timely basis. So those are some things that they need to do. Oftentimes, we deal with a lot of attorneys around the country that are going to make payment to funeral homes, okay? It's another common one. Well, do funeral homes take the time to put the attorney on the line and say, hey, I need you to, in writing on your letterhead, acknowledge the debt and that you're going to pay the debt? We're not getting paid today, but what we're doing is we're securing the payment today. And it takes our risk away as we go forward, as that thing sits out on the books over the course of time. And they're just little steps that we can take to ensure that, hey, I may not have gotten a check from the family right at the moment, but I know that I've taken every measure to secure that payment going forward. So we find that to be a key component, a very important component, actually. The other one is we find that we're talking about days out, sales outstanding or accounts receivable. Just as a reference point for us, a DSO is really nothing more than the measure of the average number of days that a company takes to collect revenues after you've made the sale. So simply said, it's you make the sale, you have $10,000 worth of sales today, you have $10,000 worth of sales tomorrow. It's a question of how long that money sits out in your books before you're able to collect it. And due to the high importance of cash in running a business in today's world, it surely is in the company's best interest to collect outstanding receivables as quickly as possible. And by quickly turning sales into cash, your company has a chance to put that cash back to use again, back to paying the benefits, back to employee compensation, back to I need new carpet, my roof's going to need repair next year. It's all the things that we need to do to assist ourselves in managing our companies more fiscally responsible.
Absolutely. And it's funny because when we're young funeral directors and you meet with the family and they select that nice casket and everyone's all excited and it's just the way the industry is.
Yep.
And but really, if if they don't pay for that mahogany casket, it would have been better that that family went to the other funeral hall. So and we rarely look at it like that, but I like how you articulated that. Really, the importance is of verifying or securing the payment.
And that is. That's a key component to ultimately protecting yourselves and minimizing your risk for bad debt in the future.
Now, Al, just as we're wrapping up here, what could, for the funeral directors that are listening, what are three things that they could just do today to, I guess, maybe should they start at least measuring just to calculate what their day sales outstanding is, just so they have a benchmark to work from, but maybe explain, just give the quick formula on how to do that, but then also just two or three things that they could either today or sit down and work on it, and then at their next staff meeting maybe start in the process of just shoring up this part of their business.
Sure, we can definitely talk about that. First off, a few items. One is, as you alluded to, one of the things you need to understand is truly what your day's sales outstanding are, or as once upon a time we would call it, your old accounts receivable aging report needs to get run to know what's out on the books. And a simple formula to calculate this is you basically take your accounts receivable total dollars divided by the total sales times the number of days in that period. And in the short world, that'll give you the amount that your days in receivable are sitting out there. Today's funeral homes, the efficiently run funeral homes in today's world that we deal with at Johnson Consulting, are on a norm, and that's from the little firms, 30, 40, 50 call firms in rural America to the 1,200 call firms in metropolitan Los Angeles, for instance. We're sitting at about 21 days, 20 days, somewhere right in there as a roll-up average of day sales outstanding. The real efficient funeral homes are running them in single digits, believe it or not, which includes insurance assignments, VA payments, attorney payments, and all the things that we typically have to wait to get, okay, and as well as just the typical check, cash, credit card from your families. And then there's others in the more rural communities that still struggle a little bit with the fact of, hey, I've been in this town for 80 years and everybody knows me and they're used to how I do business. And that's a bit of a challenge. But as I said, you go back to the fact of, we're not trading chickens at the courthouse anymore outside the front steps for people in exchange for funerals. The bottom line is that they can't go anyplace and make a purchase without at a minimum securing that payment. And if we could jump that mentality and at least say, hey, folks, this is how we need to do this, at least we're protecting ourselves on a going forward basis, and we just can't be afraid to ask for the money.
Great.
So that's a big part of it. Okay. And as it relates to a couple of things they can do, as we can do as funeral directors, I would recap and probably tell you, one, you need to create a clear and definable payment policy for your funeral home. Two is you need to train your staff on how to present that payment policy. Three is we need to learn to understand how to secure a payment versus collect a payment. I would think that another item that it relates to that is that people sometimes forget is we need to have a procedure in place for hardship families so that your funeral arrangers don't have to just say, well, I'm not sure, I'll have to get back to you. You should have a clear procedure in place for your hardship families. I think that we should run aging reports on a weekly basis, and they should be reviewed with your staff and hold them accountable to the receivables that they do have out there. And then last but not least, consider tying, if you need to drive your receivables back, consider tying and sharing the wealth with your employees and help them drive that number back and incent them to do that. I think those three or four components would probably assist us in driving that number back on a quick basis and ultimately help you manage your company on a long basis.
Al, that's awesome. That's great great advice that the folks can just, you know, start even just talking about it today. They can listen to the recording here and go back to it and have that discussion and start to kind of map out that, you know, just a more up-to-date payment policy, maybe we should say. Al, what if it's just over their head, they need a little bit more assistance and maybe on their overall financial side of the operation. How do you guys at Johnson Consulting help people out with your department there in management services?
Well, at Johnson Consulting, what we would do for any customer is based on the needs or the issues that they're having, we come in and first off, we don't ever have any cookie cutter model that works for everybody. We would evaluate the situation as it relates to the issues that you're having. And in this case, if we're talking about cash management, we would go through and do an assessment of where you are, help you build a roadmap as to where you want to go, and then ultimately implement some strategies to help you get there. And we do them in component pieces, so there's nobody having to buy into some global big agreement or anything like that. And we've got a very astute, efficient staff of funeral home operators around the country that are able to assist funeral homes. And on issues like this, site visits aren't necessary per se. A lot of this kind of general assistance we can do by phone, fax, and email. And we're pretty efficient at getting that done for these guys and ultimately help them get some more cash into the bank. And that's kind of how we go about that.
Well, that's great, and it's been really insightful, you know, for me, and I'm sure for the listeners as well. Al, I'm sure we've got other topics to tackle at some other time. Would it be okay if I called upon you for another interview in the future?
I'd be happy to help. You got it.
Well, that's great. Well, I'd like to thank Al Asta from the Johnson Consulting Group for another edition of the Funeral Management Insights Radio program. On behalf of the Johnson Consulting Group, this is Robin Heppel. Thank you.